Fall and the start of school is heavy recruitment time for a lot of activities for young people, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts included. Kelly Day is the Chief Operating Officer for Girl Scouts of Central Illinois. The region includes 38 counties with 15,000 girls and 4,000 adults. There are a lot more youth programs and opportunities than there used to be to help kids grow into self-sufficient, effective people. But Day says in spite of the changing culture, there is still a relevant role for the Girl Scouts.
I think one of the greatest things that the Girl Scouts still does is we are an all-girl organization. So we are helping feed the pipeline for female leaders. And we're doing that by staying relevant, by offering badges in the fields of STEM, in outdoors, incorporating technology. So I really feel like, and the really great thing about Girl Scouts too is we are a by girl for girl organization. So what that really means is we take feedback from girls all the time and we say, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you're interested in learning about? So I think that's, it's not all planned out for girls. They have a say in what they want to earn, what they want to work on, what fun things they want to do.
All female colleges are becoming a rarity. The Boy Scouts are now also taking girls into scouting. What is the place and purpose of a same-gendered organization?
We have lots of statistics that show that girls excel when they are in a single-sexed environment, and they're much more willing to raise their hand and not have to compete with the boys in the classroom and do their own thing.
Still, even now.
Okay. Even now. You know, I've seen it firsthand with my daughter. When she was in Girl Scouts with all girls, much more willing to try something new. But when the boys are around, not as willing to do that.
15 years ago, there were 2.9 million Girl Scouts in America. Now it's closer to 1.76 million. What are the numbers like in Central Illinois? Is it similar?
So we've had a small decline over the past 5 years. We have about 15,000 Girl Scouts and 4,000 adults. And I think it goes back to what we originally talked about. There are so many offerings for youth nowadays. Families have working parents. 15, 20 years ago, there were a lot of moms that stayed home. So they're having to make choices on what kids can and can't do.
Nationwide, there's been a 3-year drop of about 12% in membership. You mentioned you were down a little over the last few years. Is there an apples-to-apples comparison in percentages?
Yes, we're not down 12%. We're down about 5%. And that has not been every year. We've had some peaks. One of the things that we have implemented, too, and are seeing success with is a program called Girl Scouting in the School Day. And we actually have staff and volunteers sometimes that go in during the school day and provide a Girl Scout program opportunity for those girls. Now, it's a shorter time frame, but it gives them a taste of Girl Scouts, and then it also gives them the opportunity then to join a troop or to become an individually registered girl. So that has helped us to not fall so far behind with the decline.
What makes Central Illinois different from the national trend that the membership is under less downward pressure than the national averages?
I think, you know, we're Central Illinois. We're not in a big city. We don't have big, huge city hubs. There's still a lot of mid-state value in what the Girl Scouts bring to the table. I feel like some of that small town community, many parents still see the value and want to be part of an organization that's giving back, and they just see that. I do still feel like there is still a lot of interest here in the Girl Scout organization.
How can Girl Scouts make it easier to be a part of that splintered attention that young kids have?
We do offer different opportunities for girls to be in Girl Scouts. So they can be in the traditional troop with two adult volunteers where they do meet usually bi-weekly, a great and very effective way for our Daisy Girl Scouts, our kindergartners and first graders. They like that interaction, and they have a little bit more time to do that. Once you get into fourth, fifth, sixth grade, the school sports start. Girls have less time. You can register as an individual Girl Scout, which means you can do the badges, you can go to camp, you can go to any event we offer. You don't have to go to one troop meeting, but you can still reap the benefits of the all-girl leadership organization and get those skills. You can sell Girl Scout cookies as an individually registered Girl Scout.
If they're not socializing with other Girl Scouts, though, if they're joining as an individual and not participating in a troop, how do they get the benefits of the same-sex exposure?
A lot of our individually registered girls will attend camp, so there's many other girls from all around Central Illinois that attend camp, so that gives them the opportunity to interact and meet other Girl Scouts. In addition, many of them will attend an event, so they might attend Girl Scout Day at the Capitol, where we have 1,500 Girl Scouts that come to the Capitol for a day. So I still feel like they have that opportunity to interact.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Kelly Day, the Chief Operating Officer of Girl Scouts in Central Illinois, covering a 38-county region. This is Sound Ideas. About a year and a half ago, the Boy Scouts started accepting girls. Mm-hmm. There have been some hard feelings about that, particularly about the recruiting methods that some of the Boy Scouts councils use. There has even been a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts for disruptive marketing. How has that developed in Central Illinois?
You know, I will quote a phrase, the Girl Scout organization is still the very best organization for girls, and the Boy Scouts is great for the boys. We have not seen an extreme amount of girls leaving the organization to go to the Boy Scouts, but I don't have their statistics on how many girls they are serving through their program in Central Illinois.
Do you believe that the Boy Scouting organizations in Central Illinois are poaching?
Wow, that's a deep question. We have tried our very best to make known to the school districts, because a lot of our recruiting takes place at the schools, whether that's school open houses or events that they have at the school. So I think we've done a really good job of trying to explain to the principals that we are two separate organizations. We serve the girls. If they choose to serve boys and girls, obviously they are, and that's their choice, but we are very much focused on only serving the girls, and we are two separate organizations.
What kind of girl will prefer a mixed gender scouting experience as opposed to a Girl Scout experience? They're going to self-select, right, eventually, all things being equal, so who goes where?
Yeah, I think it boils down to what we're offering and what they're offering and what is of interest to them. It's funny because many of our recruiting staff have, you know, been at these recruitment nights, and the girls say, oh, that's the Boy Scouts, that's for boys. Where's the Girl Scout table? So, you know, I guess they would look at both programs, and with their parents' help, the girls would decide which programs interest them. As far as high adventure, we have just as much high adventure as the Boy Scouts. We have amazing camping opportunities. We have the cookie sale. They don't have the Girl Scout cookie sale. I really don't know why a girl would hand select to be in the Boy Scout organization over the Girl Scouts.
Kelly Day is the Chief Operating Officer of Girl Scouts Central Illinois. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Most Girl Scout recruitment efforts happen in the schools, but on Saturday, the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois will have an All Systems Girl event from 10 to 2 at all service centers in the region, including in Bloomington. They will roll out new badge earning opportunities and have a variety of other offerings. Find out more at getyourgirlpower.org.